With about a month left in winter, Washington's mountain snowpack is close to or above normal levels. Idaho's situation is a mixed bag. Throughout much of Washington, the mid-February snowpack level is between 90 and 110% of the historic averages. That's true in the Yakima, Puget Sound, and lower Columbia River basins. The high water mark is in the upper Columbia, which is at 118%. As you go east into eastern Washington and northern Idaho, the percentages fall, says Aaron Wharton, a hydrologist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Idaho.
All basins are below normal for precipitation and snowpack compared to our 30-year average. Northern Idaho is doing pretty well, and it's really the only area in the state right now that is predicted to have near normal stream flow.
Wharton says southern Idaho's snowpack situation is much different, with a low of 63% in the Owyhee Basin in the southwest corner of the state. That's a particular concern because most of the water used to irrigate crops in southern Idaho comes from snowmelt. But she says the situation began to improve in late January when a storm dumped multiple feet of snow in northern California. Wharton says that storm also significantly increased southern Idaho's snowpack. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.